In Virginia, conservators have cracked open something of a time capsule this week. They found it in the pedestal of a toppled monument to Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The copper box is from 1887, and it turns out to be packed with documents, books, coins, and other items relating to the Confederacy. State Conservator Kate Ridgway sorted through the remarkably well-preserved items before a live audience.
You're going to get to watch. That's how that works. If you have questions, just shout them out, and I'll do what I can to answer. If I don't answer you, it's because I'm not paying attention, and that's how the world rolls.
Okay. Now we get to shout our questions at Kate Ridgway. Kate, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
So, Kate, we knew about the existence of this box from newspapers at the time. What exactly did you find when you opened it up, and what really interested you the most about what you found?
We found several things that we were expecting, according to the 1887 inventory. We found several coins. We found buttons. There was a picture of Abraham Lincoln, though it wasn't the photo that everybody thought might be in there. It was actually a print from Harper's Bazaar, and a bunch of newspapers and other things we haven't identified yet.
And we have to ask you how you managed to open the box. You had to slice off the top through a bunch of metal. And then it was so full that the contents were kind of smashed together. Let's take a listen.
Next time, capsule, maybe not so much stuff in it.
Yeah.
You're getting the time machine together, right? You tell them. I got it. Like, one less book.
And so, Kate, you're having to slice through another side of this box to get more space to work with and get the stuff out. Meantime, the world is watching you. What is going through your mind as you're doing this?
Honestly, I was so focused on what I had to do that I was not paying attention to the people around me. And so what really happened was the books had gotten a bit wet and they expanded. And so we had to destroy more of the box than we hoped for.
Now, as you're saying, some of the contents inside were a little bit soggy, but largely intact, as I understand it. Is that unusual for a time capsule from that era?
The ones that I have seen and have experience with, we usually end up with some kind of brown soup inside that used to be paper. And this one was remarkably well preserved. It's a testament to the people who made the container.
Now, this is all happening, of course, in the middle of a reckoning in this country over race issues. It's a conversation in the country. It's a conversation in the state of Virginia. Last year, the site of the Lee statue became an ongoing protest site. And now the statue is removed. This box embedded in the statue, does it shed new light about the Lee Monument and the people behind it?
That's a really good question. I think it's up to the historians to decide if there is anything new to be learned from the contents. We know a lot about the history of the people who put this box together, but I don't think it represents the history of Richmond at the time. There's a lot of people not represented in the contents of this box.
Now, Kate, you're a conservator. What was it like to be at the center of this debate about how we remember the past?
For me, my job as state conservator is to preserve history, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that we need to have historic preservation to continue to understand each other and continue to understand the past so that we can make the future better.
Now, Confederate monuments, they're coming down all over Richmond and the rest of the state. Are you expecting to find more time capsules like this?
Absolutely. I think with the Lee, it's more like, in a lot of these monuments, it's more like a cornerstone box, a true time capsule. There was a set date to go and dig it up, but that wasn't the goal of these boxes. But we know that several of the other monuments on Monument Avenue do have boxes in their pedestals, so it'll be interesting to see if we get to see what's inside those.
Kate Ridgway is State Archaeological Conservator at the Virginia Department of Historic Resources. Kate, so good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.